Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio at the Berlinale. I am Angela Cerbi, and I'm here with Alvaro Delgado Aparicio, the director of Retablo. Good morning.
Hello, very nice to be back with Fred. Last interview I had was 4 years ago, so it's amazing to be with you guys again.
So we're here talking again with this, about the same movie that now is a proper movie, is finished, going to be released. He has his premiere here at Berlinale with great success. Can you just tell me what Retablo is?
Well, the movie is about, it's a coming of age story of Segundo Paucar that is an artisan and is being prepared to be a retablo maker by his father, which is a famous maestro in the Andes. And one day, by accident, he discovers his father's secret that makes his whole world fall apart. And he has to deal with that secret in silence in a very traditional setting.
Retablo are like, I don't know how to explain what a retablo is, yes. Actually.
There's no English translation of what retablo is. I use my own definition, which is a story box. Mm-hmm. A story box that represents religious situations or social events or festivities that are done with... It's a Peruvian craft, a folkloric craft that is done with, with potato and clay. And it's a box that inside that you have a different figurines that represent a particular reality of whatever you want to represent. When I used to work with retablo makers, they used to say, "Oh, we are like filmmakers." And I would say, "Why?" And they would say, because we all also represent and repair images of life, no? And they always say that they have a camera inside their head, so they're always observing until something is meaningful for them, and they capture that with their mind, and they will do it by hand, and they will contain it in this box.
The story of the film is about this kid, Eddie, is supposed to follow his father's steps, and then at some point he feels that he needs to go away, to do something more, to not refuse this tradition, but try to make a step forward mm-hmm. to it. The kid is amazing, and my curiosity is about how did you work with him to make this performance so intense, because he doesn't speak that much actually, and nobody speaks that much actually. Mm-hmm. So everything was done by his face and by his body, so, and that for a kid of that age should not be that easy to obtain.
Yes, that was a super challenge. We always knew that how can we find a 13-year-old character that's portrayed by somebody will be the biggest challenge, because this kid is in every single scene of the movie. We did a casting of 650 boys.
Wow,
650 boys in Lima and in Ayacucho, and we couldn't find for months, this boy that will carry the movie, until we found Junior, that plays the character of Segundo. And what always amazed me in the casting is we were looking for three things. The first thing is concentration. When you speak with somebody, because suddenly when you do your scenes, you need to be concentrated, and normally teenagers are somewhere else. So the second thing is discipline. We were looking for somebody that would have discipline in sports or in music or in something, and curiously enough, Junior was one of the best of his class, but also he's a very good football player in the Andes, so he knows what it means to work between 7 in the morning to 10, and then, you do your preparation for the next championship. There's some discipline there. And the third thing that we were very amazed by his talent, and he has much more talent than what he thinks he has, is his intuition. And his intuition of feeling things. And I was amazed always that he could tell you things without saying, just through his eyes, no? And one of the most particularly things that I was moved when we start working is that he never judged the character. He respected the character, and wanted to give them the opportunity to be alive. And but that's so interesting, because when you don't judge the character, you make it your own, then it's very different than acting. So we did a process, and Amiel, which plays his father, helped so much, and then Magali, who played the mother, we created a process of creating our own family behind the movie, in which, for instance, Amiel would pick him up from school, we'd go for dinner, and this was 3 months before, you know? So we had our own complicity, our own trust, our own jokes. We played a lot. So there was a big circle of trust that we had, so we could play the things, no? Another thing that we did was, he was trained for months in a retablo workshop, and he started actually doing his own retablos. And the good thing is that Amiel, which plays the father, he, apart from being a very important actor in Peru, he's also a mask maker for festivities. So he's also in the business of using his hands, no? So then they had a interesting space also to share this complicity, no?
You say that the film is a coming of age, a story of coming of age of this kid, but it's also a story of, there is another, say, coming of age in terms of having to deal with his own persona from the father's point of view, which was probably more difficult and more tragic than what it was for the kid. And this is a theme that is recurring in many movies of the Berlinale so far, the fact of manhood challenging itself, finding that it's different than what it was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. How do you think that this kind of is actually an issue around the world, is something that you chose to tell because you feel it's an urgency to talk about?
Yes, I mean, I'm always been drawn personally in family dynamics. My first shorts were the relationship between a mother and a son. And then I went to father and son, and I would like to do later a mother and daughter thing as well. But always in that space, I was very, very drawn. And particularly in this film, the question I always was asking myself is, and it also happened to me, is sometimes when you idealize somebody, like it could be your father, and you love him, of course, and they don't turn up to be the person that you imagined, and suddenly you have like a hole or a void, and you don't know what to do with that, and how complicated it is to tolerate that person, because they are a human being. That was a big source of inspiration for me. And I think that not only happens in Ayacucho, Peru, I think it happens in all the corners of the world. how complicated it's to accept the other when it's different from what you imagined. So I wouldn't think right now in different labels. It's just, when we talk about diversity, is just how can we accept the other, no? So that was the first question I was very personally very drawn to. And the second question that I was very, very interested was, sometimes we can be in a complex relationship with somebody. It can be your father, your mother, your partner, your whatever, family member. And you want to become free of this relationship, but dependence is stronger. And you don't know what to do, you know? And that emotion, that moment, it was another inspiration for me in this story.
The fact that this was happening in a Peruvian mountain village, so in a cultural surrounding, it's stricter and less elastic mentally than like a big town.
Yes, always when I was thinking of the project, firstly when we decided to do it in the Andes, it was because the retablos were born there, so that was the first source. And Ayacucho is the motherhood of all the best retablo artists. So that was one thing, no? But on the other hand, for me always the project was a conflict about tradition and modernity. So I always wanted to have a landscape where it was super traditional, and little by little modernity is coming in. It's complicated to to deal with it, no? And of course, this not only again happens in Ayacucho, it can happen in many corners in the world, but that was a setting that it was the bet to do this movie.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Alvaro Delgado Aparicio, the director of Retablo at the Berlinale in the Generation section. I am Angelo Cerbi from Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.